Blog Talk Radio.
Granny. I'm going to ask her what her real name is, because we just been calling her Granny. And you heard that drop by Bigger the Blacker, who works at Club Indigo as MC, saying, "I love you, Granny." And we're going to get into this, because I got into it with Bigger the Blacker, and he almost cussed me out about the Granny situation. So we're going to break this down. And I'm introducing Granny. Granny, you got some words to say.
No, baby, I'm just so glad to be here. It's so good to see you and to see Roro. You know, that's my little girl. I love Roro. It's just good to be here. And I'm just looking around. Is Bigger the Blacker here? Or
no, Bigger the Blacker is okay. In New York.
Oh, ooh, club, that's a long ways away.
Club Indigo, yo.
Now, Granny can sit down. There ain't no sense of me standing up shaking nothing because he ain't here to see. Ooh.
I don't want to see nothing drop either, Granny.
Drop it like you, huh? Is that what y'all young folks say?
Yeah, and then we're going to have to pick it back up like it's hot, too.
Yeah, well, you know.
We ain't trying to drop nothing in the studio. I got things in here to make us heard. Anyway, Granny, I like to know your real name. What is your real name?
Baby.
I'm tired of calling you Granny.
Baby, you can just keep calling me Granny, because my real name is Maybelline Jean Harper. Maybelline Jean. I don't understand what my mama was thinking.
Maybelline
Jean. It's just one word. You know how long it took me to be able to spell that shit? I mean, that stuff
beep,
in school.
Beep, beep.
It's just, my name is Maybelline Jean. Maybelline Jean Harper. And, you know, some of my folks call me Jean and some of my folks call me Maybelline. I don't even know why they don't cut it off and just say Mabel, but it's Mabel. So you can call me Granny.
Can I call you in reference when I talk about you, MJ Harper?
Well, I don't want nobody to get me confused with Michael Jackson. You know.
Okay, Granny. So, Miss Harper, can I call you that?
It's not Harper. It's Harper.
Miss Harper.
H-A-W-P-A-H. Harper.
Harper.
Yeah. Maybelline Jean Harper.
I'm glad I got a correction and a spelling bee at the same time.
Yeah, I know you're a smart boy. You're a smart boy.
So, what have you been doing since the last time we heard from you was on that record when you was bumping people in the head trying to get your seat because you was late?
Well, you know, and at that time I was in a wheelchair. I recuperated a little bit from that.
What was wrong?
And things. I'm just old. I'm just old. Sometimes, you know, my ankles swell up, and I'm just old.
So when
you're just old,
they just put you in the wheelchair for no reason.
Well, and we thought that would be a good thing to get to the front, you know, because they had little disability parking places. I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to get it myself, Granny.
Yeah, so I was doing some things with my ankle and stuff, and, gas is going up. So I was trying to, you know, see if I got a couple of ex-dead husbands. So I was trying to get my disability check. You know, I lived a long time. I outlived a few. They couldn't hang with the Granny. So I was trying to get my
Maybelline
check. Just trying to get me a little extra money.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was just kind of wondering where Blacker was. He seemed like he got a little money, and Granny might be able to help him out.
Well, do y'all conversate at all? Do y'all write each other or call each other on the phone?
See, Granny don't write. I got this arthritis. I can't write. My finger's still, baby. I'm really got it going on, but I got to make sure that when I do things, that I use them to the best of their ability. And nowadays, you got phones. You ain't got to do all that, right? You got that computer thing. No.
So you get on the computer.
I got other things to do with my fingers and write letters.
So, in other words, arthritis just right for the mother things.
Sometimes arthritis is right there. Yeah.
That show
was like the last time I actually saw him.
But
and
y'all ain't talk on.
No, he sent me a message in an email, and I sent him a message back. But that was it.
Well, you notice on a couple of these records that he's been on for me, he has gave shouts out. I love you, Granny.
I know.
And you just heard him.
I heard him. And
so how you feeling about that, Granny? Maybelline Jean Harper.
Well, It's bigger. The black are gonna hear this.
He'll hear it later on because it's on the radio. Feel me?
Later on. Oh, I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I'm gonna tell Bigger the Blacker.
It's
how
your
I
show,
feel.
Granny. Go on, tell.
Bigger. If you gonna hear this, Taz said you gonna hear this, and I want you to know, Granny got a granny thing on for you. I know she was a little bit younger than me, but don't let the wrinkles fool you, cause Granny can work some things. So, New York, baby, how far is that from here?
From Georgia.
That's about 1,000 miles, ain't it? That's a good ways away.
It's
ain't
a good
it?
Piece. It's a good piece.
We gonna have to give Bigger the Blacker my address up in Tennessee.
Uh huh. So
you
can come.
That's a little closer.
That's a lot closer.
Yeah. But bigger. I need you to call me. Call me. Taz got the number. Call me. You call me, baby. Let Granny whisper some things in your ear.
Well, Granny, it's been nice having you on here to at least tell us how you're feeling about Bigger the Blacker. He was kind of shy about telling us.
Big ups. Is that how y'all say that? Big ups. Is that big ups the Blacker? Yeah.
That's how we say that. Well, Granny, yeah. Don't get my mic wet. Don't get my mic.
Oh, my baby. That Bigger the Blacker just do some things to me.
That was Granny on an earlier show on ATAZP.com. Welcome to ATAZP Live. And we got the niece of Granny. The grandchild of Granny. I'm getting it all jacked up. And it's the honoree of the show, Rolanda 700. Ro-Ro, speak up, speak up.
Look, I'm here. I sometimes I listen to Granny and she just tickles me, so.
Wait a minute. We got another caller on the line. Caller 757. You on the line, Z Talk, baby.
What's up, boy?
that's Ronald L. That's Ronald L.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, ladies?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing. I'm just sitting there listening to this conversation going on this It's getting kind of fucked up on this radio station, eh? What's up?
matter of fact, tonight we got a six-round fight between Bigger the Blacker, who loves Rolanda 700's grandma, and Dirk, another person that loves Rolanda 700's grandma. They fighting for Granny's love tonight, and we got a report from The Voice. So you guys hang on. We're going to get this report of the first round. The first round just completed, I'm told, and we're going to take it away with The Voice in Las Vegas.
All right.
Hello. This is The Voice for ATAZP Live on Blog Talk with round number one of the Bigger the Blacker Dirk fight. I'm outside the arena in the hallway getting ready to give you the blow-by-blow for round one. As round one started, Dirk started with a couple of 1-2 punches upside the head of Bigger the Blacker, which caused Bigger the Blacker to reel back, taking defense upon Dirk's assault. Dirk continued with the 1-2 punches to the head, followed up with a couple of left hooks to Bigger the Blacker's kidneys, which caused him to double over and retreat back. Now, Bigger the Blacker was trying to put up a fight by throwing wildly with the left and the right, but he was missing, and Dirk was countering with the 1-2 punches upside his head. Again, Dirk had Bigger the Blacker almost ready to fall, but the bell sounded, ending round one. Round one goes to Dirk. Now back to ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. That was The Voice in Las Vegas at the Palms. giving us the blow-by-blow fight of Dirk and Bigger the Blocker, and I guess Dirk took down Bigger that time. There's six rounds. Ro, I know your grandma is over there somewhere, and we're going to have her on later on, like halfway during this fight. So be prepared to tell Granny get her hand out the pillow and quit cheering and come to the mic.
Yeah, she's been resting up for this evening, so she ought to be, you know.
Ron L. is laughing over there. Ron L. is laughing. Wait a minute. We got another caller on the line. Welcome to ATAZT Live Z Talk, baby.
Hey.
This is Faye Diggs.
Yes, it's I.
How you doing?
Hey, Roro.
What's up?
How you doing? Nothing much, but I'm going to hit you up because I got a project I need for you to do. But it's so good to hear you here on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
Also, we got Ron L., who you met at the one of the house parties.
Yeah.
Hey. How you doing?
Nah, all right. Long time no see.
Yeah. Long time no hear.
In a minute, huh?
It's all good. How you been doing?
Oh, just fine. Working out my demo here in the studio. You know how it is.
Yeah. That's good. That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, I got questions for Ro. We're going to go down 10 questions. Only Ro answer. Y'all can laugh or whatnot.
10 questions?
But,
I got 10?
The first question.
I didn't get the advanced copy of these questions.
Oh, well, I need a surprise answer. So here we go.
Okay.
This is the first question.
Question number one.
The freaks at the first house party. What is your comment on that?
Oh. You know what? The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out in the daytime. The freaks come out tall, bright, short. You know, I don't really want to call any names, but for those of us on the line that were there, they were beat.
Which was all of us. That's all of us.
I missed out on a couple of conversations, so I wasn't truly aware of just how freaky they were. I just thought they were just two weird people, you know, weird. And it wasn't until later that night or the next day that I found out that they were freaks.
Can I break into this? But they are not all alike. Not all VA people are like that. So
all I have to say
like that.
All I have to say about that situation is I'm kind of glad that, you know, all of the facts did not come out earlier in the night, because I believe that would have been some party spoiling shit. So
yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't until later on that
most
know,
of us in VA keep it simple like a pimple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gave us something to talk about for a while. So.
Oh yeah. It was a good conversation piece. Trust me.
To say the
for
least.
Sure.
And if any of you all want to get some details, you need to hit up the website.
And
send messages on ATAZP, and you know, we could give you some details, but we don't need to spend a lot of time on the freaks.
No.
Okay, y'all. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to play one of the first songs that you said your son was liking half to death, and you know what song it is, Ro. This is one of the first songs me and Ro did. We did a couple thousand, but this is one of the first songs we did. Ron L., you still on the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Say Big, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, we're getting ready to play it. It's called Rockin' It on ATAZP Live.
Let's do this. Keep it rocking.
Yeah. Another TAZ Productions with Sound of Car in the House.
Don't
turn it up in my hip hop, my nigga. ridiculous R700 shit.
Rocking just the same.
Keep it rocking.
We don't play no games. We keep it rocking. Rocking just the same.
Hitters on my block strictly on the go. Busy man with beats, that's on the flow. Bass in the joints make your head go whoa. Give it up for R700s. Can't come with a beat that will nod your head. Shake your ass right out the pro kids. Classical beats that rip are not dead. Here's a little sample of what I said. Flowing with it straight out the rock. Get niggas in the place jamming to some box. You feeling this shit, yo, don't you stop. A little slow tempo, but watch it pop, pop. Breaking it down, cause I chase the beat. People on the floor can't stop the beat. A little piano now, ain't that sweet. Bounce back the groove, make it complete. What? R700s. Opening joints. Rebounding.
Rocking just the same.
Put it down, Orlando. Put it down for the people. Put it down for
we don't play no games. We keep it rocking, rocking just the same.
We don't
play no games.
Serving up all these funky beats each and every day. A little hip hop, some rap, some poetry. Asking who this is, it's just me. We're bringing it hard and strong, playing the beat for all night long. You gotta know just who this is. TAZ is having his bit. He and the crew are throwing down, pumping up the underground sound. Bass in the flow that you can feel, always keeping it real. We don't ever play no game. Rockin' just the same.
We don't play no games.
We don't play
we keep
no
it rockin'. Rockin' just the same.
We keep it rockin'.
We
rockin'.
Don't play no games. We keep it
rockin'.
Rockin' just the same.
I'm bringing it down, down, down.
Hard and strong. Rockin' the beat the whole night long. You gotta know just who this is. TAZ is having his fist.
Bringing it down, down, down.
I'm throwing down. Popping up the underground sound. Bass in the flow that you can feel. Always keeping it real.
Bringing it
we
down, down,
don't
down, down.
Ever play no game. We keep it rocking. Rocking just the same.
Bringing it down, 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 down.
TAZ. Keep it rocking.
R700.
Play no games. We keep it rocking. Rocking just the same. We don't play no games. We keep it rocking. Rocking just the same. We don't play no games.
We
keep it rocking. Rocking just the same. We don't. No
rip or not dead. Here's a little sample of what I said. Flowing with it straight out the rock. Get niggas in the place jamming to some box. You feeling this shit, yo, don't you stop. A little slow tempo, but watch it pop, pop.
Keep it rocking.
Another TAZ Productions with sound of Khan in the house.
No games. We keep it rockin'.
Yo, I just been told round two is completed. We're going out to Las Vegas right now.
This is The Voice with round two to the bigger, the blacker dirt fight on ATACT Live on Blog Talk Radio. Round two. The round started with Dirt helping up the card girl who was walking around with round two, and she slipped over the water that Dirt spit on a canvas. What a gentleman. Anyway, the fight started with Bigger the Blacker trying to put up an offense by starting to work his jab on Dirt's face. Dirt bounced back with a 1-2 shot to Bigger the Blacker's head, which stopped all the jabbing. And then Dirt went to work. He hit Bigger the Blacker with an uppercut that then Big falling into his own corner, holding on to the ropes, trying not to fall. And Dirt started his 1-2 punches again, like he did in the first round, up by Bigger the Blacker's head. Bigger the Blacker danced away, well, literally ran away, trying to avoid this offense that Dirt was putting on him. With the hook and the straight jab, Bigger the Blacker had no answer. He took every punch. He almost fell at the end of the round, but I think his love for Granny and his strength held him up, and he refused to fall. Round two ended, and Dirt again prevailed. This is The Voice for ATADP Live on Blog Talk Radio. Take it, Rolanda 700 and TAZ.
Yo, round two.
I don't know.
Granny just playing because she knew she could get a free seat.
Well, you know, Granny, I do know she likes free stuff, but I just hope when I get her age, I've still got somebody fighting over
me. I'm telling you, how long has the love affair between her and Bigger the Blacker been going on now?
For a couple years, ever since that first song we did.
Have mercy.
They said they were going to get married on my show, but this Dirk situation came up, and they got to fight for her love first before I can marry anybody.
Because she got it like that.
Ron L is over there laughing. He's just laughing.
Wow.
What's wrong, Ron?
I'm in awe. I am in awe. I'm just sitting there listening.
Well, they can't give me reports. It's a six-rounder, so, you know, we waiting for the third round. Well, let's get back to this question. Rolanda.
Yeah.
Describe the eating, which I know you got a lot to say. The eating at the house parties and whatever, you just plain and simple come down here. Describe the eating.
Well, you know, I'm a big girl.
Praise God.
And eating is, you know, something that is just something I just enjoy.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, but we all know that ain't no party like a TAZ party, because a TAZ party means eat. Taz, if you all don't know it, Taz is an outstanding culinary marvel. I mean, he can throw down, he can lay it down. So the whole itinerary, you know, is what's for breakfast, what's for lunch, what's for dinner, what's for snacks. I stay up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning so I can keep eating. Now, Ron, can we talk about the ribs? Can we pay homage to the ribs?
We can pay a lot to the ribs.
We can do the salmon. We can do the broccoli rice. We can do the sausage, the chicken. We can do the strawberry dump cake. We can do whatever
and
he
don't
touches.
Forget the corn. Lord.
The corn.
Oh, yeah.
The chili. It's just magnificent. And I think maybe next house party, what we should do is for every person that comes, we should make a plate and freeze it and then sell it to them on the way out.
You're stupid.
That's great.
You know, recoup some travel costs. I'm just kidding. But the food is fabulous. Taz is a great cook, and I look forward to every trip I make to Atlanta. I have my family members at home asking me, "You bringing something back?" Mm. I have to bring freezer bags home with me.
I got my house tickets already.
I don't know if it is for you, but Ro, you might need to move away because you would sound a little garbled at one point.
You know what? I might need to call back in because you've been sounding garbled to me since I called in.
Yeah, call back in, dude.
Call back.
It's your show. Call back in.
I'll be right back.
That's Rolanda. We got a new caller on the line. I think I know who it is, but I'm going to give them a chance to identify themselves. This is ATAZP Live, 678. Identify yourself with the Z Talk, baby.
TAZ, this is your boy AC.
What's up, dog?
Oh, baby, what's going on, baby?
Nothing much.
What happened to R700?
She back on. Wait a minute, I'm clicking her back as quick as I can.
Okay.
She ought to be on right now. Ron L is on.
Yeah.
Also, Say Biggs is on. This is one of my co-workers here.
Hey.
Come on, guys. How you guys doing, man?
We doing good. I'm doing good on the VA side.
On the VA?
Doing like Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, baby. It's a beautiful
thing. Yeah, yeah. You got some long-distance love here. No doubt. No doubt.
Put it down in the AC.
Oh, yeah. 757 and a half.
And you got Say Diggs from Arizona. She's on the line, too. And also, Roro is back on. Roro.
Back in?
Roro. Hello. What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling. How our day at work? You know how that is.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm AC. Out of the ATL, originally. I'm a native out of the ATL. You know, my man TAZ been putting it down for a minute. And me and him been, talking about collaborating on some things. And hey, this is my first time being on. And I had the opportunity to step into the TAZ zone weeks ago. I was mesmerized when I got there. I have to say, I've heard all kind of good things about you guys, man. And I honestly look forward to meeting you guys. And I must say that I do hate that I wasn't able to attend the party that has been thrown. But you can bet, after visiting the TAZ zone, I will attend the next one. I don't care if they have to roll me in there in my car. I will be there.
I feel you on that one. However you got to get there
That's
if you
it.
Can.
Make sure you get there with an empty plate now, because there's going to be some food. Believe that.
Yeah. Last time I made it there, I was in a covered wagon. And he had plenty of food for my horse.
Great.
He had plenty of food for my horse.
Horses,
oh,
everybody.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay, now, I heard somebody, TAZ, if you don't mind, I just want to ask a couple of questions, if that's all right with you, brother.
Go on, do your thing.
I heard somebody say they're from the VA.
Oh, yeah.
That's what?
Virginia?
Somebody, oh, yeah.
Calling from Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
Newport News Finest.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Smooth Sounds, Ron L.
Okay, so Ron L from the VA. Okay.
Hey.
Right.
Oh yeah.
What part of the VA? You said what part?
Newport News.
Newport News. Okay, spend a little time there. Spend a little time
mm-hmm.
there.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful
well,
thing.
I'm glad to know that the VA was Virginia, and not that you were a permanent resident of the Veterans Administration.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But this is Rolanda 700 show. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna get into another song that she did for me. This is called "Forget" on ATAZP Live Blog Talk Radio, baby.
Every day, each and every day, I try to forget. I try to forget the touch of your fingertips gently placed upon my brown full hips. I try to forget the feel of your body strong, pressed against me long from head to toe as though between us there was a strip of Velcro. And I try to forget your sweet, soft, delicious lips and the warmth released from your kiss as a muscled tongue flexes deep, exploring my mirror twin over pearly whites and moist, fleshy inner cheek. And even at my best, I try and try to forget all the rest. I try to forget the midnight hours of passion as together we're passing Mother Earth's nectars required to facilitate the tasking of sensual waves crashing upon our shores. I try and try and try to forget, not because I want to let you out of my heart yet, nor is it because I might regret what I may or may not get, but to forget the ecstasies of pleasurable intimacy, to forget the ways you tend to tease, your methods prepared to please, the way you allow me to release, for if I forget, then today, I won't remember how much I miss all that, and just maybe I'll make it through another tomorrow without the sorrow of an unfed longing, the desire to be set afire by your touch, which takes me higher than I've ever been before. See, I can't wait for the day to once again be revived, to be reborn, to be loved by you even more. But tonight, I long and wait. Sometimes I can hardly speak, and at times I get dizzy, and other times I get weak. But I forgot to forget how much I love you today, and right now, I don't want to feel this way, so I try to forget.
That's how I forget. Again, we got round three coming up right now from Las Vegas, baby.
This is round three, and I'm the voice. Outside the arena in the hallway, giving you the blow-by-blow of the bigger the blacker dirt fight, round three. Round three started with a low blow by dirt, which caused bigger the blacker to fall on the canvas. The referee stopped the fight, took points away from dirt, and gave bigger the blacker a good 2 minutes to gather himself. He was in so much pain. Looked like Dirt did that on purpose, but we will never know. I don't think he will admit it, but it looked like a straight shot to the back, if you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, the round started again, and bigger the blacker the blow seemed to have taken away his motivation to fight. Because all he did was cover up to quit getting hit by clean shots by Dirk with the 1-2 punches. And also, Dirk started throwing left hooks and right hooks to Bigger the Blacker's body. Bigger the Blacker was on the defensive going backwards. This round was just dominated by Dirt's determination to take Bigger the Blacker out. But Bigger the Blacker did not fall. The only time he fell was when it was the below the belt, the below the belt hook that sent him reeling on the floor. But it did not count because Dirt had points taken away from him. The bell sounded and Dirt had both his hands up as if he had won the fight already. Round three goes to Dirk. Dirk is winning 3-0. Bigger the Blacker is not putting up any defense. Again, this is The Voice in Las Vegas for ATADP Live Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, one love. This is ATADP Live with Ron L.
Yeah.
Rolanda 700.
Roll in the house.
Say Diggs.
Hey, hey.
And AC.
It's a beautiful thing, baby.
Hey, Tad.
Yeah.
This fight is not sounding too good. I don't know if Granny needs to hear any of this. She might not be able to cope with, because Bigger is getting beat up.
Beat down.
Look, up, down, and around. I don't know.
Hey, look, wait. Go on.
Oh, he's saving stuff. I'm telling you, Biggers, he's saving stuff. He's going to come back. He's going to whoop the heck out of Dirt.
Well, Dirk hit him in the sack, and old boy fell to the floor. Y'all do it to you every time.
And if you haven't heard Dirk sounds like Mike Tyson on something. So he might just be beating him down. You know, this is just terrible for Granny. I don't know if she's gonna be able to handle this. But we'll see. We've got 3 more rounds, right?
Yeah, we got 3 more rounds.
Okay.
3 more rounds. I got questions.
Maybe you conjure up some energy from somewhere.
Maybe.
Yeah. You need it.
I'm saying.
Well, Granny in the black, I know she praying.
Yeah, baby.
My next question for Rolanda 700. Will we ever get a Rolanda 700 new CD? You knew that was coming.
That was going to be my question.
Is my phone line breaking? You know, I'm just going to tell the truth. Yes, yes. Now, as long as we don't have a time frame on that.
2008.
Oh, this is a new year, isn't it?
2008.
I think so. I mean, for those hard-working single moms out there, you know how hard it is to find time to do what you want to do. But 2008 has got to be better than 2007 and 2006 and 2005. And, you know, I'm hoping. I've been working on some stuff. I have. So
okay,
I'm saving it, y'all. I'm saving it so I could just hit you like, damn, look. You know. 13 tracks done, ready. Look at that. Woo!
Well, AC has heard a couple of your songs. Go on, AC.
I wanted to ask, to each and every artist that has worked with the TAZ, I wonder, what's it actually like working with the TAZ? What is it like working with them?
I'm going to start, because if we let Ron talk, Ron could be talking for hours and hours and hours, because they go back a ways. But, AC, you know Taz.
Yeah,
Taz is crazy.
Taz is crazy.
Taz gives you enthusiasm. He gives you motivation. He gives you slamming music. He gives you everything. He gives you jokes. He entertains. He feeds you. Taz is just absolutely a fabulous brother. He is a great person to know. He's a great person to work with. It's an honor to be able to say, you know, I'm in the crew, because Taz is just fabulous.
Awesome.
So, give a king what the king is due.
Yeah, we just gonna keep it real. But Taz is crazy, and I'm not even gonna go into the whole slave driver routine because you know those of us that know Taz, we know that you know Taz wants it yesterday.
Yes.
What happened yesterday? But it is really fun. It is so much fun.
He gives real good direction.
I hope it sounds like we are enjoying ourselves.
Oh yeah, most
because
definitely.
I am.
This being my first time coming on, I'm sitting here right now just I'm in all smiles because I joy from everybody, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, if you guys listen to me, you hear that's my line. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm gonna steal that.
Me and Ron L go back like 20 years, almost like 19 and some change. And we was in Germany. I was already had songs written, and we were putting them to instrumental records that I had in the room.
Okay.
And Ron L winning contest in Germany too.
Yeah. Hey, Ron L, I don't know if TAZ told you about another coworker of ours, but a friend of ours. And
uh-huh.
every time TAZ mentions your name, you know, when he says Ron L, the guy stops and says, Ron L.
Is that you?
Oh, that's not me. That's not me.
Oh, it's not you.
Hey, man, I don't care. This guy, he would not say a word all day. But if he hear TAZ say Ron L, you can bet right behind him, he goes there.
AC.
Yeah.
AC. You have been to be employed at the same location with, what's his name? Mr. Chocolate? What's his name?
The Chocolate Pump.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I know him.
Yeah. I feel the same way, bro.
I know him.
Never met him, but I feel I've met him. I know him.
and actually, you know, I've gotten these two guys together, and I've told them, hey, man, I mean, both of them do, I mean, beautiful music, and I think it would be a nice thing if they could collaborate together and come up with something, you know, and because like I said, both are doing, you know, nice music, nice beats, you know, and for them to collaborate together, I think would be a beautiful thing.
Well, I tried, man. I tried. You know, he just got a sore spot. I guess that last song really, really ripped him.
I'm getting
a call in. We got round four going on right now. Round four to this Dirk Bigger the Blocker fight from Las Vegas. Voice, take it away.
Here at the Palm, this is your boy, the Voice, for ATAZT Live Blog Talk Radio, covering the Bigger the Blacker Dirk fight here in Las Vegas. This is round four. Round four started with Dirk trying to continue his offense and domination over Bigger the Blacker. And Bigger the Blacker was in the same funk he had been in the previous three rounds, taking 1-2 shots to the head and hooks to his kidney. So therefore, he was on the defensive. As he almost fell leaning on the rope, he threw a wild right, which connected to Dirk's jaw. And Dirk's hands went down. As his hands went down, it seemed as though the power transformed. It moved. It shifted to Bigger the Blacker's body. And Bigger the Blacker seen an open and took advantage of it by sending a left hook to Dirk's nose, and blood began to pour out of it very, very badly. It looked as though they were going to have to stop the fight, but they did not, because Dirk continued throwing 1-2 punches, but they had no effect because the tide had shifted to Bigger the Blacker's advantage, and Big just started throwing hail makers left and right that was barely glazing Dirt's jaw, but still was effective enough to send him back. And Dirt was on the defensive, covering up, clinching, stopping, hugging, holding, praying for an answer, because he was on the defensive this very round. Dirt tried to throw a couple of left hooks, but I guess he had no power left, because Bigger the Blacker continued with a straight jab right on his nose, which caused it to bleed even more. Round four ended. Bigger the Blacker was happy. His camp was happy. People in the audience started yelling, "Blacker! Blacker! Blacker!" And it got blacker. Bigger the Blacker won that round. This is The Voice for ATAGP Live, Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, thank you, Voice. This is TAZ on ATAGP Live, and I guess Blacker won that round, y'all.
Yeah, I like it.
Wait, look, no.
Blacker,
yeah. I want to talk. Wait, Granny, hold on. Hey, Granny came in and heard that last portion of the round. She's getting a little excited over here.
Get Granny on.
Hello?
Hey, Granny. Label of Jean.
Hey, Taz. Do you know, I was just listening. Is Bigger winning? Is Bigger kicking some butt?
He finally came back, Granny, in the fourth round. He's still losing 3-1. Granny, I want you to meet Ron L. Granny, I want you to meet Say Diggs. Also, Granny, I want you to meet A.C.
Hey,
Granny.
Hey, Granny, how you doing?
Wait, that's told though. Back up. Just back up a minute. Whose voice was that?
Which one? Which one?
Well, that's yours. I know your voice, boy. Don't be playing with me. Who that other voice? Who was that? Hey, who's there?
Hello?
You
Granny,
compete
this is AT, out of the ATL.
You the southern boy from birth, ain't you?
Yeah,
you know, Granny can tell, because there's something about them southern men just does something to Granny. AC, is that like alternate current? It ain't that AC Deucey stuff, is it? All right. I'm going to write that down for future reference.
Hold on, Granny. Blacker don't
get through the fight.
Hold on, Granny. We got another caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Caller, this is ATAZP Live. Z-Talk, baby.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Bugs in the house, y'all.
This is my nephew, y'all.
What's up,
Wait,
Bugs?
I'm going to get back on the phone. Hold on.
Hey, Bugs. Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's all good.
That's what's going on.
Hey, now.
This is Mr. Bugs. He has his own radio show. And, of course, this is my nephew in Ohio. Steubenville.
Yeah.
Ohio in the house. Hey, Mr. Bugs, what's going on?
Nothing. On the chills.
He just got done with his show.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right.
So what was the topic on your show?
How's the weather, J-Bus?
What's up?
How's the weather out there?
It's cold. It's cold. It wasn't like last week when it was 65 degrees. I was wearing shorts and junk.
That changed real fast.
Yeah.
Our high this weekend is supposed to be 5.
Oh,
yeah, it's cold here.
Yeah. Is Ronnie still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm just making sure, baby.
I'm sitting there listening.
Yeah, I know people trying to call in. We got the lines jammed up. We just going to jam them up. They need to listen online. I know that much. Because I got this
all good.
I got the chat room open and everything so people can go in there, too. I just got another hit from The Voice. He's telling me round 5 is just completed, so he's going to give his report in Las Vegas. This is The Voice in Las Vegas with the Bigger the Blacker Dirt Fight, round 5.
This is The Voice from Las Vegas at the Bigger the Blacker Dirt Fight, giving you the blow-by-blow out. Inside the arena at the Palms Hotel, this is round 5, scheduled for 6. The round started with Bigger the Blacker's manager stopping the fight for a second to retape Blacker because his boxing gloves was getting ready to fall off of his left hand, so he got retaped. And after the taping, the beating started to get worse. Bigger the Blacker had found his groove. Bigger the Blacker had started doing a lot of pushing, a lot of strategizing, his setting up his shots by throwing overhand right and overhand left that caught Dirk off guard. Dirk had to back up and regather himself. He started throwing his famous 1-2 punches that connected every now and then. But Bigger the Blacker seemed to shake those off. In the first round, they were hurting him. But now it seemed as though Big could take anything that Dirk had to throw. I think Dirk was beginning to feel the actual true power of this big man they call Bigger the Blacker. Because Bigger the Blacker sent a left hook to Dirk that had him holding on to the ropes for dear life as Bigger the Blacker beat his body down. He looked like Rocky inside that meat factory. You feel me? Oh, wait a minute. My professionalism had just left me. Let me get back to the point I was trying to make. Dirk was killing him, wearing him out. And the crowd again was yelling, Blacker. Even the white people saying, Blacker. And it got blacker. Round 5, Bigger the Blacker. This is The Voice in Las Vegas. Take it away, TAZ at ATAZP Live Blog Talk Radio.
I got a question. I got a question too. Okay,
yeah, go on.
That's my question. I want to find. I mean, y'all didn't have enough budget to get CeCe Ross to do the fight. I mean, ain't nothing
CeCe
wrong
Ross
with
over
at all.
In Europe. I do believe ain't CeCe Ross over in Europe.
Oh.
No.
She wanted to have the money to pay.
She's doing some real. She's doing some real stuff here. She's not doing a fight. Hey, I do have a quick question though. The next time The Voice checks in, could you ask him if he's drinking in between rounds? Because he seems to be getting slower and slower. Like he's in the fight was looking at the card holding lady. Like
I
can't.
The
lady
the
over
narrative. He's reading the narrative.
I can't ask The Voice any questions because he's taping these and sending them to me. You know we on a 3-hour shift.
Well, I'm just
anyway.
Just budget. Okay.
Budget.
And CeCe Ross don't stay up that late.
You sure don't.
And CeCe Ross, for the people that don't know, is my AKA my wife who does a lot of CeCe Ross bits on my albums. As the reporter for the president, since I am the first black president of the United States.
I tell all my friends, they don't believe I know her.
Well,
you've been around, You better watch out. Barack is coming behind you.
That's you, too.
Obama's speeding up.
I'm still the first black president. Believe that.
Okay.
With a mask.
Hope we have a baby boy. You better hope we don't have a baby boy Cheney in the range. We done got shot in the face.
You
don't have to check
big accident.
Now we don't need no shotguns in the White House.
That's for sure.
No, we don't need any.
I'm gonna play a song that was the number one song in, I want to say it was 2005, 2006 for ATAZP. Number one song that me and Rolanda did, and Ron kept telling me, man, this joint be banging. So I'm getting ready to play Umbrellas on ATAZP live.
Yeah.
Yo, this T-A-Z, baby. You know me. International recorder star, you feel me? We down here in these islands, baby. Yeah, get them drinks with them umbrellas in them. Me and Rome. Trying to put it down for real. Young Rose Diva.
Yeah, that's
you feeling
up.
Me, baby?
I'm feeling you, baby.
And they giving out these drinks with umbrellas in them, boy. Yeah. I'm in the islands, baby. With these drinks. With the umbrellas.
Till it's gone to the bottom, no cash in the till. These are packing for the bill. 80K, living strong, living large, rolling hard for money. No problem, get your party on. Chase lounge, hot sand, treats and hands. Keep it over, Gucci frame, button strong, hook man. Zero, get a groove back. On the move to this TAZ track. Bat an eye, not a wink, watch the tide roll in. Walk the beaches, set in summer thoughts off. From front to the cabana door, further close to the floor. No clouds in the sky, but it's raining, man. Ha, and no time for the story, but you know how and where it is. We're down on the island, sipping drinks with the blue umbrellas in them.
Woo! I'm in the islands, baby, with them drinks. I'm in the islands, baby, with them drinks. With the umbrellas in them. Yeah, sitting at the table with a plate full of cough. Lady with the grass curls shaking her rump to the Z-Bass sound called T-A-Z Funk. Mask on my face, left the hat in the trunk. Use my own money, not the taxpayer's cash. Got a gig on the other island, D-Bass badge. Back in office, not a pan with a flash. Finish this food on the boat, got a dash. Can't let the people know my next move. Secret service in the peace looking real smooth. I'm president, baby, got something to prove. Twist a little ass to wind to this groove. Best weed smoke blows without a care. The D-Bass in charge can't be in there. Enemies are looking and it won't be fair. Too damn hot, umbrella up in the air. What? I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks. With the umbrella. I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks. With the umbrella. I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks. With the umbrellas in them. I'm in the islands, baby. With them drinks. With the umbrellas in them. In them. Yo, ho, girl. I see a couple women with these grass skirts on. I'm about ready to be the mower. You feel me? Man, I let you handle the rest of the track up. I'm out of these 5,000, as they say back in the day. Up and away, T-A-Z, oh.
6, round 6 coming up right now from Las Vegas. The Voice, baby.
This is The Voice in Las Vegas for the bigger, the blacker dirt fight. And this is round 6. I've been told if Bigger the Blacker won this round, there would be an extra round to determine the actual winner. The fight started, well, the round started with Bigger the Blacker throwing a left hook that sent dirt falling to the canvas. The referee gave him a standing 8 count, and the fight continued. Dirt was bewildered. Dirt was really, really, really hurting from that left hook. So Dirt began to be on the defensive, covering up. I guess he was told there would be one more round too, because he didn't do Nathan during that whole round. But cover up, hold on, push, cover up, hold on, push, get hit in the head, then cover up, hold on, get hit in the body, then cover up, hold on. So the round ended with Bigger the Blacker winning it. So therefore, we must go into an extra round. The crowd cheered. The fans are happy. We got one more round out here in Vegas. Dirt got 3 rounds. Bigger the Blacker got 3 rounds. We're going to the 7th round to determine the winner of this fight. Take it away, TAZ. This is The Voice out in Vegas at the Dirt Bigger the Blacker fight. Final round coming up.
Yeah. Now we got one extra round. We got one more extra round, y'all.
Fight's getting hot. Fight's getting hot.
Yeah, Granny should be real proud that he made it to the Palms anyway.
you ought to be glad not here to hear you say that, because I think she'd come to Arizona and slap you. She don't play.
Lord.
Granny is a little violent.
Will this determine a vow of love and devotion? This fight?
Yeah, this would determine who gets Granny. Granny is the prize, really.
I know, that's right.
So
hey, y'all
tipping get...
Granny? Y'all tipping my Granny? Hold on, she's not a... Oh, Lord.
He said it. Don't tell Granny I said something like that. You
no, no, Granny, the fight's not over. No, I'll let you know.
Ooh, not me.
AC.
On the line, baby. AC's here.
AC, I know you tripping, man.
I'm tripping, man. I tell you, I'm sitting over here smiling so hard I got a headache. My first bet, man. I will put much support out for it.
And Ron L, I know Ron L going, only him, only him.
Yeah. Like my son say, yeah. It's all good.
But next question for Rolanda, next question. When you actually write a song, I know it's been a long time. But
why did you have to put emphasis on the word actually? But okay, we're gonna skip through that part. Could you start over? Okay.
Okay, when you create a song, how do you get your ideas? How do they formulate? I mean, what gives you motivation just to, you know, write the song?
It comes from all different places and different things. It could be something that happened to me. It could be something that happened to somebody else. It could be listening to the music and the music just guides the words. It can be, you know, sometimes I try to write some things that would not normally be what I write. It just, you know, it just depends. I don't have any certain spark.
Came back with what?
Friend back. Now, see, I want my friend back.
that was a combination of the music and some stuff that we have been talking about relating to some other people when we were down in Atlanta during that period.
Oh, well.
Despite what Taz wanted to tell me about why I wrote that. But so, yeah, that was just, you know, we were climbing around talking about some other folks. And
yeah,
we were just trying to break some things down to explain life, and we, you know, just kind of put that down.
Let me say what I think. I think it was something personal that was going on in her life.
It was personal, but it was personal between those two people. It had nothing to do with me. I was just trying to interpret.
Well, the thing about it is,
where she coming from?
The thing about it is, she hit it dead on the head, like she had experienced it, interpreted it, swallowed it, ate it, and put some away in the freezer for a later date.
That's the sign
of a good interpreter, one who can make you believe that they have experienced
church.
What they speak of. Okay?
Church.
You know,
requires that.
Good. Don't hate the talent. Don't hate the talent.
Oh, man. They're silly tonight, y'all. They're real silly in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ron, I can't help it. I'm going to be honest with you now that I got everybody on the phone that mainly do go to these house parties. Hey, I can't wait for the next one, man, because we're going to be live on Blog Talk Radio like we are right now.
That'll work. That will work.
You mean it's going to be another house party where I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut?
You might need to. Because this is going to be live, but the thing about it, I want y'all to tell everybody, you know, the link to get here so they can listen to it and hear Caress, hear, well, maybe half of Caress performance.
Y'all got to laugh off of that one.
Because we know.
Hey, look, if Jerry can get his punk card pulled, maybe we can get him over there.
Yeah, if he can get his punk card pulled.
Yeah.
Now, if we're gonna do the show live at the house party, do you think we need to reduce the volume of the booker?
I was going to say the same.
Yeah, because there's a lot of drinking going. AC, you ain't been there. Mr. Buzz, you ain't been there. But Ron makes this drink called Book'em.
I heard about Book'em. I heard about Book'em.
I have lived.
Like nightfall when the Book'em comes out.
Hey, AC, DJ Stroke told me that when he first tasted the Book'em, when I got married at my in South Carolina, that he was drinking it and he seen ghosts and he seen the devil chasing him down the hallway in the motel where we stayed at, and he was banging on the door talking about let me in, and I'm like, why are you? And he ran in the door like somebody was after him. He said, I seen the devil, man. You see who? You know, I'm sleepy. I didn't know who he see. I said, who he see? The devil, man, the devil. Then the first thing I asked, what he look like? The devil? So this drink gets you real high quickly.
Now, wait, for those people that are listening, now don't let the experience of one weak person, you know, define the entire group. Some of us, you know, we drink in moderation, and we, you know, we can handle the book. I'll make that right, Ron.
Some don't drink it at all.
404, line 404, you in the house. Hello? Caller?
Hello?
This G, right?
Yeah.
Sound like
G, right?
G, what's up, G?
G, right?
G, right?
Come on, man.
G Wright is Mr. Bugs, is Say Diggs from Arizona, it's AC, my coworker down here in the A, and it's Rolanda 700.
Cool, how you guys doing?
Hey, G Wright, long time no hear.
Doing good, man. I know, Ro. You know, Ro, you told me I can't text you anymore, so, you know.
No, you can text me. Just don't be sending me the videos, man. That's like $1.25 a message.
Somebody have church so we can raise enough money so she can see these videos on her phone.
Well.
I'm sorry, what happened to
my phone bill. I'm like, all these pictures and videos. Nah. I got mad love for you, G. You can text me. I'm just saying that because we're on the air. Just call me, baby. Call me.
So she can bless you out about these movies you be sending her. Because she called me talking about, don't even know I got to pay for this. Also, G. Wright, Mr. Burns is on the line as well.
What's up, G. Wright? Long time no talk, even though it's been a half hour.
I'm ready to go to sleep. I look at my clock. I said, you know what? I've got to call TAZ. I knew Rose was gonna be there. I knew Mr. Burns was gonna be there too. So I wouldn't have heard the rest of it. But I want you to know that Mr. Burns told on you. I want you to know that.
What'd he say? All about me being late that one show.
Yeah, and then he was late for his own show. See, bro, they put me down for being late for my own show.
The only reason why I was late is because Blog Talk was jammed up on the switchboard and wouldn't let nobody in.
Now you see what I was talking about. That's Blog Talk.
It wasn't me. G. Wright was late for his show because he just didn't come to his show.
Blame it on the rain.
He might as well, because he was late to his own show on his own accord. I was sitting here diligently, see the big word I'm using? Diligently trying to call my number, but it was jammed up.
What was the end result? He was what? Late?
I was 2 minutes late while you were
5 minutes.
Man, come on. Come on, add some more zeros up.
I have to play this back. We got a whole nother fight going on. The fight on who was the latest.
Well, wait a minute.
And G Ray hit Taz with a 50-second hit. Woo!
Look at here. I just got word. This is the last round. It's coming in right now. This is the voice out of Las Vegas with the last round to the bigger, blacker dirt fight.
This is the voice for the bigger, the blacker dirt fight. Round 7, final round, out here in Vegas at the Palms Hotel. I'm out in the hallway. The fight has just concluded. And here's the blow-by-blow for round 7. The bell rung. Dirt yelled out, "This is for Granny," and ran up on Bigger and Bigger, floored him with a right hook. The referee could have counted to 1,000. Bigger the Blacker wins the fight by knockout. One punch in the 7th round when Dirt ran up and got done up by Bigger the Blacker. The fans were going crazy. Bigger the Blacker was real happy. Dirt was took out on a stretcher to the back. I don't know if he will need to go to a hospital. He was waving his arms in the air to let the people know he was all right. But he had got knocked the F out. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that, but I had to. TAZ just docked me a couple of thousand. Anyway, Bigger the Blacker wins this fight in the 7th round. At the very beginning, I think we had 2 minutes of 50 seconds left in the 7th and final round when Bigger the Blacker caught Dirt with a hook that sent his ass out. This is the voice. It's been fun. See you again on ATAZT.com, where I host shows. And take it away, TAZ, Rolanda 700. I do believe they said we got Granny in the studio at ATAZT. Take it away.
I told you, man, was coming back now. Give me my money.
Ro, is your grandma there? Is your grandma there?
I was waiting to hear how the fight ended before I told everybody. Hey, Granny,
Come here.
Wait, you know, see, hold on.
Yeah. The old.
I'm gonna let
y'all tell her.
Wait a second.
Here, I got something to tell you. Oh, baby, it's getting late. Just here, Granny. Just get on the phone for a little.
Hello.
Hey, Granny.
Hey, T-A-Z. Hey, is the fight?
The fight is over, and bigger the blacker one.
Oh, yeah. Blacker one?
Blacker one.
I knew Bigger was gonna win because Bigger is blacker, and I just love him. Is he all right? Is he okay? He didn't get beat up or ugly or nothing, did he?
I don't think so. you gotta see him for yourself. I think he's doing all right.
No, because you know Granny got some home remedies that could make some things go away. But how is Dirk?
Dirk had to go to a hospital.
Oh, like that boy stayed in the hospital. He was in the hospital before, and he, I don't think Dirk got out his senses though. I think his mama dropped him when he was a baby, and that poor child. I'm gonna say a prayer for him, and I'm gonna have to call Bigger and some things to Bigger over the phone. I'm just so happy.
Granny.
I'm just about to drop my drawers. I'm so happy.
good for you, and drop your drawers in the bathroom, Granny. We love you.
I love you too, T-A-Z. I love you, and I love all y'all. Is that AC fella still here on the line?
Granny, blacker one.
I'm so happy. Go blacker. All right, okay. I gotta make some phone calls. I'm gonna get Ro back. Hold on here.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to talk back to Granny.
You hear AC? I want to talk.
Hey, he did not though.
Hello.
Hey, Rolanda. Rolanda.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is AC. I wanted to talk back to Granny.
You know what? You know, my granny, I love her, but you know, I get a little pissed off that her old ass gets more play than I do. I just don't understand.
Ro, there is one thing that your granny does do, I guess, a lot better than you. And she just said it. She was dropping draws. That might get you a few mins. A few men's will come around and drop a draw.
Don't hate because I have morals, okay? Don't hate the angelic.
I'm saying you said she was loose.
But yeah, Bigger the Blacker won the fight. Bigger the Blacker won the fight, so I guess we're going to have Granny and Bigger the Blacker get married on air live in a couple of months. We're going to have to set that up.
Yeah, a couple of months?
Yeah, a couple of months.
I'm going to have to talk to Granny because y'all, there's some things y'all don't know. And Granny might have to get rid of some things on paper before she can be talking about it. Just like what she tells y'all, all her husbands didn't die.
Real stupid. We got 10 minutes left on my show, and I want everybody to say a little something, you know, by themselves or give out your little website or whatnot. If you got a website in the house, I know G Wright is just waiting to plug his show, and I know Mr. Bugs too. So we're going to start off with the first person that's on the line that I'm looking at, and that's Ronald L. Ron Smoot, who we got to schedule a show with just Ron, me and Ron, clowning for 90 minutes. Ron, say your last words, man. We got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, I just want to say big ups to my New York Giants for one thing, and I hope they go off in the Green Bay and tear off and break off and do a lot of other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And no snowstorms. No snowstorms. Please. They're predicting snow showers. Please, no snow showers. But I'd like to tell everybody that it's good talking to everybody here. Roro, you know, this is your show. And I didn't want to take up a lot of time, but Grandma fine. She got a swagger to her. You know that too, right?
Swagger?
I can tell
her.
She got a swagger.
Swagger
through the phone. Yeah,
I'm going to have to work on my swag, huh?
There you go. Hey, look, I'll be fighting in Vegas for her after a while, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Ron Neal fighting for her. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Hey,
AC. Yeah.
AC.
Yeah.
Last words, man.
Okay, baby. Hey, I first of all, like I said, first time caller, first time, you know, this is my first time. You know, there's a whole lot of first time things going on with me and TAZ, but you know, not the first will be the last, because last is
right.
That's calm, baby. But I've enjoyed talking to each and every one of you. I've heard so much about everybody, and I look forward, like I said, if you ain't at the party, then you must be dead somewhere.
You know, just like the postman, rain, sleet, hail, or snow, I'll be there.
That is. I will. Hey, Tim, did you tell him about the bet that we, not the bet, but did you tell him about how things went as far as the
he told me at the beginning of last year he was coming to my house, and he didn't come to my house till like one day before the end of the year, like New Year, almost the day before New Year's Eve. He decided to come because he told me in January, I'm coming one day this year. I'm coming. And all year long, he never came until the last week, 2 days left in 2007. He came on through. So he said, at least I'm a man of my word. It's just his word lasted a whole year.
363 days, huh?
Say, Diggs, say your last words, dear.
Hey, I'm glad that we spotlighting my sister here with her smooth 60 sound. Look forward to doing a little project with her. Right now I'm in studio working on my first CD. Got my second book to be released spring sometime this year. Author of Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter. And also a member of the crew, ATZ, AP. Anyway, it was great being with you guys. And meeting new people, G-Wright, AC, you especially. I really dug it, and I'll be checking in with y'all again.
See you in October?
Yeah. And you
it's
know,
October. The party's October 4th, the first Saturday in October. October 4th
okay,
is the date. Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Bugs.
From Ohio.
All right. Well, since Ron L. was giving big props to the Giants, big props to my Steelers, even though we got dogs by Jacksonville, but I ain't going to do it today.
There's always next year.
Yeah. But I have fun, as always, here on ATAZP Live. AC, Rero, Ron L., Sake Diggs, I want to have you on my show, too. I already had a G Wright and TAZ, but I want to have you guys on there, too. Catch me every Tuesday night, 10 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Bugs, baby.
Okay.
G-Wright.
Hey, I'm G-Wright. You can check me out on gwrightonline.com. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, the Heart of Love radio show, where I'm the host every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. And just want to give a shout-out to everyone. I know I came on late, but I did come.
Yeah.
my city gonna be out next month, and then TAZ, we're working on some music, and that should be hopefully before the summer. That finished before the summer.
Oh, cool.
So I'm just glad to meet some of the new people I haven't met yet, and those I've met and I've spoken with before. It's good to talk with y'all again.
Also. Rolanda 700, we got 5 minutes left. I am the timekeeper of everybody's show. We got 5 minutes left.
That's right.
Rolanda 700, any parting shots? I know you ain't got no website, but you're on ATAZP.com.
Yeah, I had to shut my website down so I could pay for G's text messages. I didn't have enough money to do both. Everybody had to go. But no. But look, I just, you know, I appreciate everything you do, Taz, and you know, I'm just I got a lot of love for you. A lot of love for you and Ron and Faye and AC. I haven't met you because you know, didn't come to the 363rd day. So maybe you can come like maybe 90 days earlier this year, and we can see you in October, and you know, just hook up, and maybe we'll, you know, get a chance to do some stuff together. Say I'm looking forward to whatever you're going to send me. And Taz, I got some stuff coming for you, baby. I got some stuff coming.
When did I hear that before?
Wait a minute. I think I got it on here, if I'm not mistaken. I got it on here. I'm looking because Rolanda said, I tried to get her to do a drop in, you know, on my show when she was down here. And she say, I can't do no drop, Taz. I can't do no drop right now. Wait till I get home and I'll do a drop for you. I said, okay, whatever, bro. Have I got a drop yet? Have I got a drop yet?
Well,
okay.
You see, I think
I'm going to get Granny, see if I can get Granny to do a 180 moment, too. She might like that.
Hey, Ro.
Oh, Ro.
Yeah.
Guess what? You know I teach second grade, right? So I had the CD. I downloaded the CD that Tizzy had sent me. But you know, I love that skit you did about those people auditioning for the show.
No, you didn't play that for some second graders.
I played it, or, you know, and the kids are like, "What is that, Miss Wright?" And then you say your first word. I had to click stop. I'm like, "Oh man!" Like, oh, he turned.
Yeah, she did cuss.
Yeah, she's going to come fire, too.
I was praying that day. I was like, Lord, please don't let them go home.
Was.
I thought, listen, this day's in the classroom, all right?
You know what? That was not supposed to be her. That was just, you know, I was having a bad moment and couldn't get my flow together, so I was clowning. But Taz, you know, you got to be careful what you send Taz and what you give him, because he will take your clowns and turn them upside down, and before you know it, 50,000 people have heard it, and you wonder, where did you get that from?
All right, y'all. I only got 2 minutes. I love y'all to death. I thank y'all for calling. Everybody, Mr. Bugs, Rolanda 700, AC, Say Diggs, Ron L., G. Wright, everybody, for calling in to the show. I'm going to play this last thing. This is Granny's Drop on ATACP.
Baby, I can hear this thing. And, you know, when I did stuff, we just sent postcards. But, okay, I was supposed to say something about the ABC show.
No, ATACP.
Is that like Ajax with a Z? Taz, can I just say I like Taz, and if you like Taz and music, you should listen to him. Okay, that's good enough, baby. You got to get the people straight words.
Well, Granny is ATAZP.
Okay, all right. We got another TAZ production, and if you like the music and you like it hot and you like it loud, because I know y'all young folks like it loud, you need to tune in to another ATAZP Productions. ATAZP Productions with TAZ and all them other folks. And yeah, I got to give a special shout out to Roro. Is Roro going to be on here?
Yes.
Okay. The internet with Taz and the rest of the crew. You check it out. What is the internet? Is that a radio station?
It's a computer.
Oh, Lord. That's why I had to get it on a tape. All right. Check it out. Internet, ATAZP, another production. Okay. All right. Now you turn this off.
Later on, y'all. ATAZP.
gone.
Yo. We at you.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's up, man?
You liked it, man?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty hot, man. Pretty interesting. that was pretty interesting.
How's it going on there, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I had to charge my phone for this one, boy. I came in from Jerry's house. I had to plug it in and charge it up, bring them extra bars up so I can go in and hang out here for 90 minutes.
I hear you.
Yeah. That was interesting, though, man. Real interesting. You know what I'm saying? Good to see people calling in, you know, and checking in and see what's going on.
Yeah, and as long as you had some fun on there, and it was entertaining, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, I like the boxing, man. That's pretty cool. That's cool. Even though the voice sounded like it was drunk. I ain't lying. See, like, hey, look, he hanging out at the Palms Hotel, boy. Look like that. Somebody was drinking. I ain't lying to you, dog.
Yeah, but we got to put down a date, man, that we going to do it just me and you. And we trip about Jeremy and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. However you want to do it. Like I said, on the weekdays, just a, you know.
Well, the only day I do my show is on Thursday, 9:30.
Yeah.
So we have to do it sometime in March. So I'll call you and just set up a March date, and we'll just do it from there.
That'll work.
Hey, I don't know if the music came out clear enough. I couldn't tell.
Are you talking about the music you was playing?
Yeah.
No, I was listening to it on the computer and through the phone here, so.
Yeah, okay, then.
Yeah, it sounded good. I couldn't turn it up too loud, because what it was like a delayed reaction from the computer to the phone.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, like, I couldn't turn it up too much because I was afraid somebody might start saying something I wanted to hear, you know. I don't want to be nosy.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to be nosy. But, man, that was a good show, though, man. It was a good show.
Yeah, and you know you can come back and download it because you can play it again. It'll be on tape later on.
Okay.
Like an hour after this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at a lot of stuff you've done already right now.
Oh yeah, you need to check out next week's show. Oh God,
oh, yeah.
A deep discussion with V. G is stupid. We gonna be stupid on this.
Oh yeah, because yeah,
I got questions. I got questions for her. She does a lot of promotion for me in the different rooms that's on PowerTalk.com. She does a lot of different promotions and. Saying that I do music and whatnot, check this out. Check out his show on Blog Talk. She does a lot of that for me. So,
oh yeah,
we're gonna have a good time. I'm gonna play some music, and then we're gonna actually talk about the thing for like 2 minutes, and then move on to the next subject. So I'm gonna have subjects, and she gonna have subjects. And the first question I'm asking her is, what about these big old booties on that's juicy with thongs on in these videos? How do you feel about that? Personally, I love it. What do you think about that, V?
It's all good. Yeah. So you got the shows lined up until then, huh?
Yeah. I'm taking a break. I ain't doing no show next week. On the 31st. On the 31st, I ain't doing the show. Unless something just pops, something just jumps off, and I got to do a show that day. But I only do it once a week. My friends, who you can look down on my page, and it's my favorites, is G. Wright and my nephew, Mr. Bugs. You can click on their pictures and go right to their page and listen to their shows as well.
Oh, okay. All right, that'll work.
And all the time, I call into G. Wright show every now and then. I call into Mr. Bugs show every now and then. Every time I come on there, I'll be hyping it up, acting crazy, you know. So, I come in there and act crazy every now and then. So, we did pretty good. We had Mark Lacey on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Had this jazz musician on last week who was very good. And this girl from Florida who was very good. She can sing, man. And
She does her own beats too. Young girl, she about 20 some years old.
Oh yeah?
As a matter of fact, I sent her some beats today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So we've been doing some stuff, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Man. It's good. Good.
And I think this is still recording for the show. So you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be on the recording after the show. This is the aftermath with Ron L and TAC because we just reveling. I think we still record. We still recording, Cat.
It's all good.
Yeah. And when we do the show for the house party, I'm just gonna set the phone on speakerphone and set it in the middle, and we just gonna go for what we know on them big old speakers, Yamahas, and put down the show like we normally do. And
yeah.
You can tell all your friends to hit this up and listen to the show on the net.
Yeah. So you have four characters, man.
Yeah, yeah. G Wright, I got G Wright's character. Anybody else that can come in? Oh, you talking about the story, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look.
You get that cracking, dog.
In three weeks,
yeah.
I'm going over the first 10 shows of Another Story on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to explain it on this show to the people what I'm doing on my website show, and I'm going to go over the first 10 shows and play them on this show.
Okay.
I'll call you and tell you about it if you want to throw some input to these stories. Because I'm going to have DJ Stroke on because he mainly was on, you know, the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was mainly on the show the whole time, so.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about another story. It'll be called Another Story, Part 1. And, you know, I'm up to, like, 22 stories on there.
Dang.
I know y'all ain't got... You only got up to 14 on CD, right?
Yeah, I'm got about 14, yeah.
Yeah, I got to send you one more CD. And I got to send you the new CD Out the Crate Part 2. I got to send you that, too.
Mm.
Yeah, I've just been so busy doing two shows, writing four CDs right now. So, you know, I'm on the fourth song for Us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you get a chance, man. Yeah, send me a couple of drags off of that, man, so I can see what's up. See if I can test my lyric skills again.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, that's right. The next beat that I make, I'm gonna rap a little bit and then leave some space open for you to see what you can do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely, man.
Well, I'm glad you called in, man. I'm glad you got to experience it. Like I said, we have some fun on here. I have some fun on here anyway.
Oh yeah,
talking noise to y'all, and I know this show has got to be crazy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey,
hopefully I get all the rest of everybody on there, man. Get the rest on there, man, so we can all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it was crazy when Ro switched over to her grandma. Huh?
Yeah. I got some characters on it.
wait a minute. What killed you the most when the voice was giving out the actual bow by bow? You was like, you was just right there laughing.
Hey, you heard me?
Yeah, I heard. Well, see, I put everybody on mute when I played the thing out. I put everybody on mute so nobody don't say nothing.
So then
I click y'all back in. The very last round, I let it go and let y'all stay on. And when I said he got knocked the F out, I heard y'all laugh.
Yeah, another thing you're talking about, I don't want to lose my professionalism, Martha. Let me get myself back together. I got a little excited.
Oh, they killed you.
Man got knocked out. Yeah.
He ran. What I say, he threw his hands up and said, "This is for you, Granny," and ran into a straight left. The referee could have counted to 1,000.
Yeah, my man got taken out on the stretcher. You wouldn't know whether he was going to the doctor hospital or not. He on the stretcher. He need to go to hospital.
Hey, Cat. Hey, look out. He was winning the first three rounds, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was busting some rump.
because Granny was upset talking about, I don't know if I want him to win. I don't want him to win. So, yeah, you got to hit the whole thing, man, because we got phone calls and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's all
there was a whole lot more I could have played, but I didn't because everybody was on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm going to go ahead out, man. I'm going to go
ahead
and
check in. All right, Big Ron L.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. I'm going to get up with you, though, all right?
All right, then. Peace, bro. All right,
bro. Peace out.